Hi, this is Dave Kale, and today I'm talking again about the most common mistakes salespeople make. You know, over the decades that I've been involved in sales, I've worked with tens of thousands of salespeople, and I've noticed certain pretty common mistakes that keep surfacing all the time. In the first of this series of five podcasts, I talked about the first one, which is over-concern with strategy as opposed to tactics. Last time we talked about the second one, which is a lack of thoughtfulness. And here's number three of my top five mistakes that salespeople make. See if you or your sales force is not at least somewhat guilty of this one. Number three, contentment with the superficial. Let me repeat that, contentment with the superficial. Now, there are some customers on whom you've called for years, and yet the salesperson doesn't know any more about them today than he did, you know, after the second or third sales call. These are accounts where the salesperson cannot identify one of the account's customers, explain whether or not they're profitable, or identify one of their strategic goals. You know, most salespeople have a wonderful opportunity to learn about their customers in deeper and more detailed ways, and they often squander it by having the same conversations with the same customers over and over. They never dig deeper. They mistake familiarity with knowledge. What a shame! You know, I'm convinced that the ultimate sales skill, the one portion of the sales process that more than anything else determines our success as a salesperson, though the ultimate sales skill is the ability to know the customer deeper and in more detail than our competitors do. It's our knowledge of the customer that allows us to position ourselves as competent and trustworthy consultants. It's our knowledge of the customer that provides us the information we need to structure programs and proposals that distinguish us from everyone else. It's our knowledge of the customer that allows us to proactively serve that customer to meet their needs even before they have articulated them to us. In our economic environment, where the distinctions between companies and products are blurring in the eyes of the customer, the successful companies and the successful individuals will be those who outsell the rest. And outselling the rest depends on understanding the customer better than anyone else. Now, if you have this tendency to have repetitive and superficial conversations with your customers, if you have a tendency to never dig deeper, then here's a couple thoughts on how you overcome it. Here's where a couple of these negative tendencies that we've been talking about spill over on one another. The best way I know to overcome this tendency towards the superficial is to think about the sales calls you want to make, to think about your customers, and to plan before you're in front of the customer the information that you would like to gather. And the best way to do that is to ask yourself what you would like to know about the customer. So this is where planning and preparing overlap this issue of having deeper conversations with the customers. You create a series of questions that you ask yourself for every customer, for every sales call. And these are questions that force you to think deeper. And since they force you to think deeper, they're going to force you to dig deeper with the customer. So here's a set of questions. Do I know this product application? Do I know how this product application fits into the rest of the customer's systems? Do I know how this the product that I'm talking about sort of works with everything else inside their system? Do I know what the consequences are for them if they don't get a good solution to the problem? The reason they're talking to you is because they have some issue. Now, what happens to them if they don't resolve that issue? You should know that. I mean, that's a deeper level of knowledge. Do I know what the positive implications are for them if they do solve the problem? So in other words, if this works well, how does that positively impact this person? See, you understand the consequences and implications of the decision on the individual that you're talking to. Do I know what these consequences and implications mean for the key decision makers? How important is this issue we're talking about? Do I know how this account makes their money? Do I know how this customer appeals to their customers? Do I know this account's vision and their business, their mission, and their basic strategy? Do I know what motivates the key decision makers? Now, that's just a start. But you have the idea. Once you create a set of questions for yourself, the next step is to seek out the information that answers that question. And so when you begin to seek out deeper levels of information based on the questions you created, you will gain a deeper understanding of your accounts. And that deeper understanding of your accounts is what will enable you to distinguish yourself from everyone else. It's a powerful, powerful discipline of the best because it overcomes one of the most common mistakes of salespeople, and that is the mistake of just accepting the superficial, having the same conversations with the same people over and over again. Dig deeper. Now, if this idea kind of appeals to you, again, we got some resources. One of my books is called Question Your Way to Sales Success. Question Your Way to Sales Success. And it's all about this. I mean, it digs deeply into the issue of asking better sales questions, not only of yourself, but other customers as well. So Question Your Way to Sales Success. You can buy it on Amazon or on my website. Another resource is Our Selling System, our immersion methodology selling system called the KLWA Business to Business Selling System. And it's compatible, its sister company or sister program called the KLWA Distributor Selling System. And we talk a great deal about planning and preparing in that system, and we talk about creating and using questions as one of your most effective sales tools. So if you're interested in that, go to www.thesalesresourcecenter.com and check out the selling systems, the two different selling systems. Okay, you can do this better. This is one of the most common mistakes salespeople make and one of the ways where you can improve and take your career to a higher level. That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.